Okay, we're back now with Greg Virga, a voice very familiar to us here at MSO, both politically, musically, and artistically, I guess. Greg, welcome back.
Thanks for having me back.
Well, we're talking today, Greg, primarily back into the music world. We feature the Unfinished Music podcast, of course. Had one recently, but this state of emergency has kind of slowed everybody and everything down. How are you guys doing?
Well, personally, I'm doing okay, but the show Unfinished Music has been sort of put on hold, you know, for obvious reasons. Not really comfortable having people over into my house. And then even my other band, Deb Hardy Band, we haven't rehearsed since March for the same reason. Just not enough room in the practice space to social distance.
Right, right. And I was talking with Fred Shrigley of the Rumline recently, and he was lamenting the fact, of course, that it's impossible for him to reopen at the moment, but the fact that, you know, every night he had live music going on there, and that sort of has faded into the woodwork for Cape Ann and the North Shore in general. However, you guys, you are working on something new that's pretty cool and exciting, so...
I joke with people that it's from some ancient Greek eruption in the island of Paulzon, but it's just two guys in the band, Paul Catania and Paul Brancioni, and my middle name is Paul. So, and then all three of us have our horoscope sign is our fire sign. So that's how we came up with Paul.
I think part of the fun of doing a band, part of the fun is finding a name for it, isn't it?
Yeah. The last time the three of us were in a band, we went through a list of probably about 200 names, and then ended up having one assigned to us that wasn't on the list. So
okay,
but this is one we agreed to long before we even decided to pull the trigger on this.
Well, the Beach Boys, I forget what their name was now. I can't think of it. It had something to do with the shirts they wore. So they were called something or other with respect to the shirts before they became the Beach Boys, and the Who were the High Numbers, and you know, you hear all kinds of stuff like that. So I think it's kind of fun to research that and check that stuff out. So tell me about Paul's on Fire.
So as I mentioned, it's Paul Catania, Paul Brancioni, and myself. We were the three songwriters for the last group. We were in Black Sheep Stampede, and we, you know, pretty much called it quits a couple of years ago as a group, but, you know, three of us have been in touch here and there since then. But we had a couple of songs that we recorded with the old group that never got finalized. And so this new song we just released is called Solitude is Exhausting. And we thought that the title was very relevant to what's going on today. So we decided to get it, you know, finish the mix of it and get it released. And so I don't know if you recall, but when we had Black Sheep Stampede on Unfinished Music, we talked about going down to Nashville to record, and that never came to pass, but the files for the song made it down to a studio in Nashville, and Jim Lightman, who's a Grammy-nominated engineer, mixed the song for us.
Whoa, well, that's pretty cool. Tell me, what was that process, Greg? What, I mean, did you have it on MP3 or on somebody's computer? How'd you do that?
Well, the Bill Bugis, who was our producer, he used to live here in West Gloucester. He's since moved to Colorado for work, but I think he went to Berkeley with Jim, or I don't know the exact relationship, but the two of them have a relationship very close. Mm-hmm. So he was going to set us up to record down there, and as I said, that didn't happen. So he had the original files from, I don't know if he used Logic or what program he used to record us, but he took those files down to the studio in Nashville, and Jim worked his magic on it, did the final mix, and mastered, and now here we are.
It sounds great, Greg, I got to tell you, and you can tell the quality of the mix, certainly. Not that the other stuff is not good, but it's a step above, certainly, when it's done like that, professionally and with some time, and with people who have the time to do it right, I guess.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I do a lot of recording at home, but I do not have all those skills to do the
right
tricks that most engineers have.
Yeah, well, it sounds great. And now, how is this going to work? Will this be something you guys are selling? You're gonna put a band together, keep the band together, make more music. What's the plan?
All right. Well, as of this moment, it's a virtual band because we haven't physically been together in a very long time. I think the plan is we would like to do some playing around town and maybe beyond, but we do have at least one, if not two more songs that are already recorded that we'll release in due time. And we do have, you know, probably another 20 or so that we wrote that there are four or five of those I'd love to tackle. So we'll do more recording as soon as we're able to be in the same place.
So you guys...
For now, people can access it if they go to Facebook and just, you know, search for Paul's on Fire, P-A-U-L-Z-O-N, Fire. They'll find our Facebook page, which has links to our music and a video. And actually, we should have a video for the song released either tomorrow or the next day.
Wow.
My fingers crossed.
Yeah.
But it's on, as we speak, it's already on places like Spotify and Apple Music and Amazon and all the other streaming music sites. Or they can go to paulsonfire.bandcamp.com to download it.
So where this is original music, you guys will qualify to be on Unfinished Music at some point.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
So. Good. Excellent. Who does what in the band?
As far as writing, this particular song we just released, I originally wrote the music for, and then this is before we even had Black Sheep Stampede, and then Paul Catania, who happens to be my nephew, I sent it to him, he liked it, wrote some lyrics to it. Then we sent that to Paul Brancaleone, and he was interested, and that's sort of what became the catalyst for us getting together to create Black Sheep Stampede. But that's typically how it works. Either Paul Brancaleone or myself will write the music, or we'll write it together and then give it to Paul Catania to write the lyrics, and then as a group we'll finalize it. So I typically play bass when we play live. Paul Brancaleone plays guitar, and Paul Catania sings. On this particular recording, I also played 12-string electric guitar in addition to bass.
Cool. Way cool. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and I do like the sound of it. It sounds really, really good, Greg. So anything, so you guys can't get together yet, in person, your cords aren't long enough to work outside or anything?
We may do something. We have a little different, mission than my other band, the Deb Hardy Band, because we're talking about the Deb Hardy Band possibly doing something outside, but ours is more, Paul's on Fire, more writing and arranging as opposed to rehearsing.
Mm-hmm.
So, it just doesn't really make sense right now to do it. Though my nephew Paul, he had COVID like 2 months ago, but as we know, it's still not confirmed that once you've had it, you can't get it or give it. So we're still playing it very safe.
Right, right. Well, that's a topic for another conversation, another post certainly. Greg, anything else that you want to mention about the band or about Unfinished Music? Things are slowly getting back online around here. I think my personal belief is that we're right now, the pattern we're in, we're going to be in for a long time until that vaccine comes along. I'm going to be getting closer to one another or taking off the face coverings for quite a while.
Yeah, I think you're right. I believe until the vaccine is, you know, in widespread distribution and proven effective and safe, you're going to see a lot of people like holding off to even get the vaccine. But once they've got it, you know, and we know that it's effective, people will start getting back together. But I'm very reluctant to do anything and go anywhere without a mask.
Of course.
You know, it's created this paranoia when you see people who aren't wearing masks. A, you get angry at them, but B, you just sort of trying to avoid them. So it's going to be a while before people are having that personal interaction with strangers.
Yeah. I don't get angry with anybody because I don't wear mine when I'm out walking. I just gave everybody a wide berth. But I do, and I'm trying to get away from it now because the stupidity, anger, and angst on social media is overwhelming me. So I'm getting away from that. But I do applaud your effort, Greg. I do applaud what you guys do. I can't wait to get together with you guys in person. And you will... keep me on the post, and don't hang up because I need to talk to you after we're done with this interview. But great stuff, and good luck with the new band, Paul's on Fire.
Thank you so much.
All right, that is Greg Virga.